The blue and green Earth, capped by strands of white clouds, revolves in space. Reflections of the sun bathe the oceans. The golden lights of cities shine on the continents. A band of silver letters with gold trim scrolls across the equator. Universal, a Comcast company. The Earth rests among stars and drifting gas clouds. Marbled block letters drift on a black background. AMBI Media Group. FiveThirteen Films. AMBI Media Group presents a 513 Films production in association with Black Sparrow. In outer space, the sun shines on Earth's horizon. Thick gray clouds cover the blue planet. James Franco.
Earth. Before the war.
Suki Waterhouse. Waves crash along a craggy shore shrouded in fog.
Life stretched out to every corner of the planet.
Jeffrey Wahlberg.
It became a world filled with innovation and opportunity.
Margarita LaViva, Snoop Dogg.
Huge leaps in science saw humanity achieve unimaginable results. Robotics became the way of the future.
George Lewis Jr.
Artificial intelligence became the new religion.
Cliff Method Man Smith.
We were the synthetic messiahs.
In a flashback, racks of computers become a blinking green eye with Lucy Liu.
But such power, in the proximity of primitives, only leads to one outcome.
Inside the eye, numbers and symbols scroll.
War.
A metropolis explodes. And Mila Jovovich.
Bombs rain down. Wave after wave after wave. The world entered a new dark age.
Rubble smolders.
From the ash, a great sickness was born. The red fever.
Red cells multiply.
Nations fell. Societies collapsed. Tribal warlords used us as weapons against each other. I was one of the last synthetics to survive. In the end, everyone lost.
Dust blows over a human skull.
I wanted life. The humans wanted death.
Gray skies hang over collapsed buildings. A skull sits in ash.
I cannot be part of that. I will not.
A progress bar appears, deleting files.
Delete entry and purge all memories. Manual override confirmed. Initiate hibernation mode.
A man on a motorcycle with a sidecar rides across desert dunes. Raiders clothed in black ride dirt bikes behind him. A human skull sits between the handlebars on the lead dirt bike. The lead raider wears a mask with horns. The others wear combat helmets. One rider pauses on a rise and signals the others. The bikes kick up dust and dirt as they speed across the barren brown landscape. Written by Bruce Terry Chung, Jeremy Craig Chung, Jay Davis. Directed by James Franco, Bruce Terry Chung. Yellow letters flicker. Future world. The wind jostles a stalk of dead grass before smokestacks. Inside, a maze of pipes bend and weave.
I'm gonna get you!
No, you won't.
An old man in ragged clothes ties a sack labeled beans. Raiders veer off a dirt road. The old man blinks and looks off. He walks to the edge of a platform and takes out binoculars. Metal shapes glisten on the horizon. zooms in on the lead rider with horns.
Rangers! Rangers! Come on, go, go!
Up top! Where are the children?
He descends stairs.
Where are the kids? Get up!
Up top!
A small girl climbs a ladder. The old man runs into the open. A masked raider drives an off-road vehicle. His mask is covered in tiny spikes. Runs behind children. Raiders ride by him. The old man turns a corner. The lead raider, Warlord, jumps off his bike and stalks toward the old man, who backs away. Raiders surround him on all sides. The old man points a revolver at them. He turns to Warlord.
Come back to whatever hell hole you crawled out of!
Gun! I ain't seen a gun working since the war!
Warlord brandishes a knife.
No!
Go ahead and shoot, old man!
The old man pulls the trigger. Warlord stabs him in the gut. A raider flings a child. Warlord repeatedly stabs the old man in the side. Gray smoke rises from three flaming piles. Bodies hang from a conveyor belt. Warlord and two raiders enter a dark corridor. A sign on the door. Caution, hard hat required.
You sure this is the place?
Yeah, she's here. I know it.
They shine flashlights on panels with gauges. As they turn a corner, a fluorescent ceiling light flickers. Warlord looks around, mouth agape. They enter a room with robotic arms, faces, intricate wiring, and control panels.
What was this place?
Place used to be the future. Now it's just dust.
Warlord moves robotic fingers.
Hey! Come here.
They shine light on a cabinet fitted with a hollowed-out mold of a human body. Warlord takes a small device from the cabinet.
This is the one we want.
A chip on top of the device glows.
Where is she? Come on.
Outside, they walk along a platform. They enter a large, empty warehouse. In the middle, a naked woman with straight blonde hair stands with her back to them. Warlord approaches her. Stares at her face. He circles her and unfastens a locket around his neck. He pulls a pin from the locket. Warlord presses a hole on her neck. A light glows underneath her skin. A small chip slides out. Warlord flips a switch on the device.
Wake up.
Her eyes open. Her right pupil is green, her left blue.
What do you see?
Who are you?
I'm the one who gave you life.
Where am I?
Grinning through yellow-stained teeth, he pulls back her straight hair.
I've been looking for you for a long time.
She stares ahead. heat radiates off a desert. At an oasis, children chase each other amid palm trees.
Hey, Rico. Rico.
Rico sets a shovel aside.
How you feeling?
Good. How's she?
Better.
She just asked about you.
What you got there? Still believe in that magic, huh?
I can save her.
Paradise Beach ain't real.
I don't know, I guess I just have a feeling it's out there.
Go see her.
Rico watches as the young man enters a tent. A sleeping woman with dark hair lies on a bed. The young man makes a wet towel and sits.
Okay.
Yeah.
You okay?
Pour me some tea, will you?
Yeah.
He dabs her forehead.
I remember when you were just like those little ones.
He walks to a table in an adjacent tent, picks up a teapot, and pours a cup.
You know, there's medicine. Paradise Beach. I've heard stories about it.
There's no medicine out there. There's just death and hate.
I can't let you go now.
This oasis saved me when I was young and broken. Take care of it after I'm gone.
You're too young to die, Mom.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could decide that for ourselves? You'll be a great leader. I can see it in your eyes.
Mom, I don't really...
If I could do it again, I would speak more softly. I would listen longer. And I would hold you more closely.
Her eyes close. The cup sits in his hands. The raiders raise their arms to the sky, smoke, drink, and kick up dust with their bikes. Night falls. In his horned helmet, Warlord spins donuts with his bike. The young man, the prince, stares at a crumpled postcard, Paradise Beach. He skips a rock across a pond. Prince approaches an old man who saddles a horse.
Hey, old timer.
Yeah.
How you doing?
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, you ever see this place before?
Yeah, I've been there. You don't want to go out there. It's not a good place. They call it the Temple of Life, but it's not what it seems.
Yeah, well, I'm going.
I can't stop you. Do as you will.
This is my new bride!
Ash wears a leather bra and short skirt.
Her name's Ash. Who wants to meet her first? Hold her down. I'll fuck her in the face.
Fuck him.
He speaks into the device. Ash walks to one of the raiders. She kisses him. He kisses her back.
Show me death.
She chokes the raider. He grabs her arms. He falls to his knees.
Murder! 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 Murder!
good girl.
Warlord kisses her. The prince runs. He pushes through a crowd of people and kneels at his mother's bedside. He takes her hand.
Fix this.
Hey. Hey, you know the queen will die if you don't tell me. There's medicine there, right? Medicine that can save her life.
Of course.
Look, I don't care how dangerous it is, all right? You need to tell me where it is.
All right. It's on the shore of the Dead Ocean. They can heal any pain there. You can almost live forever.
Live forever.
Live forever, but it's not a good place. It's not what you think it is.
Tell me.
All right. You take the North Star for 3 days till you get to the Neon Forest. When you get to the Neon Forest, there are people there, but you gotta be careful. They'll tell you how to get to the temple. When you reach the Dead Sea, you reach the temple. Oh. Here. You're gonna need this.
He hands him a revolver.
You take these two.
Bullets drop in his palm.
Good luck.
The old-timer rides off. The half moon glows overhead. The queen sleeps.
Be home soon, Mom.
The prince wheels a dirt bike. He hops on the saddle. Ahead of him, Rico and another guy stand beside dirt bikes.
I knew I found you here.
Look, you're not gonna stop me, all right?
That was never the plan. You need help out there.
Let's go.
Paradise Beach. A 1,000-mile ride. His companion, Rico, called it the road to death.
The sun rises.
The prince spoke of the smell. A constant presence in this wasteland. It's the smell of human flesh burning. Fat melting. Fuel for the raiders.
In the heat of day, they ride over desert dunes. They sit around a campfire.
2 guns, 10 bullets. We're gonna need every one.
The prince looks up.
The old traveler said to follow the North Star. See where it takes us.
Stars shine. A neon sign in the shape of an upside-down heart flashes purple and gold. Love Town. Inside a warehouse, women in skimpy costumes striptease for men.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's your host with the most. Welcoming all y'all to Love Town, AKA Titty City. And from city to city, titty to titty, we does it the best, baby.
The women dance on stage and in cages. They wear neon blue collars.
Welcome to Love Town. Where everything goes down.
A woman sits in the host's lap. She kisses him. Ash watches.
Are they robots like me?
No. Them bitches are real. They're gonna get old, get ugly, and they're gonna die. Not like you, you're gonna stay perfect forever.
He rubs her bare arms. She smiles. Outside, the prince and his companions arrive.
Hey, that's the place the old traveler was talking about.
Guys in leather jackets stand by the entrance.
Let's just get information and get out. Keep your head down.
The prince bumps into a raider.
What is this place?
People can't find love. They buy love here.
A man points a remote control at a topless woman. She twitches side to side. Her blue collar lights up. The prince gawks.
Be careful. Don't fall in love. Stay close.
A woman in a cage leans over to the prince. He stares.
You boys look a little lost. What can I get you?
Some whiskey?
Take a seat.
They approach a bar.
Some info if you got it.
What are you looking for?
Something called Paradise Beach. Can you point us the right way?
Rico sets a small cube on the bar.
I had never heard of it.
She takes it.
But I can ask Big Daddy. He knows the wasteland like the back of his hand.
I'll be grateful.
Get these guys around on me. Have fun.
The prince stares at her cleavage.
Think she's gonna help us?
Not sure.
Yo, warlord, you enjoying that robotic cuckoo?
Some guys down there are asking about Paradise Beach.
You seen them before?
Nope, not in here.
Them boys showed up on some shiny bikes.
Damn, showing up from around here.
Yeah, ain't you forgetting something?
I'm sorry, Daddy, I was gonna tell you that.
You think you're slick, don't you, bitch? I got eyes all around this motherfucker. Now hand it over.
She gives him the cube.
Now kick rocks and go serve them drinks. Y'all ready to welcome in the new bitches?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's get it then. Oh. Bad girl.
You know, my family died in the fever. There's nothing I could do. Just because someone died doesn't mean they're not with you.
You boys enjoying your beers? You want a lap dance too, pretty boy?
No, we're good. We're good. Hmm? We're good.
Our hoes ain't pretty enough for you. Maybe you'd rather have some dick to suck.
Hey, we don't want any trouble.
We usually charge a little cover charge, but you can just give us the money straight up.
Hey, leave us alone. Shut the fuck up. Put the knife away.
I find something I want to take you. Okay? Okay?
He presses a knife to the prince's throat.
What you gonna do about it?
Rico holds the gun to his head. The chamber rotates.
You ain't got no fucking...
Stay back! Hey. Stay back! Or I got one for you, too.
Where the fuck did they get him?
No one got bullets no more.
Warlord licks his lips. The prince looks away from the dead body.
Let's get out of here.
You boys sure do know how to make an introduction. And I like that shit, man. But you can put the gun down. This is a place of peace. Back to business, everybody. Not only am I the proprietor of this fine establishment, but what you would call a friendly panda.
So you're just a pimp.
You say that like that's a bad thing or something, man.
Let's go.
Pimp is the loneliest motherfucker in this wasteland. I can't trust none of these bitches. Say, man, y'all trying to get y'all dicks wet or what?
Oh, we're actually looking for Paradise Beach. We heard there's medicine there.
Drug town, I know about it.
Can you get us there?
Look, man, this shit is a dirty business, kid. If I help y'all, shit is like I'm purging myself. But what is it worth to you cowboys?
The prince looks at Rico and gestures to the host, Lovelord. Rico hands him a cube.
So we basically partners now. And I know somebody that can get you there, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey, you sure you want to do this?
Let's see what he has to say.
Hey, man, calm your boy down and let's roll. Come on, man. Follow me.
Lovelord puts his arm around the prince's shoulders. Outside.
See, man, y'all should feel real special. See, I never bring nobody back here. I call this my bitches hall of fame. You the man, right? Come on in here, follow me. Got something special for you. Wait a motherfucking minute. Hey, bitch, get the fuck out of here. The fuck is wrong with y'all?
Two girls run off.
Can't believe this shit. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave, too.
The kid needs to stay in my sight.
Say, man, my girl is shy. If y'all want to go to Paradise Beach, he's gonna have to talk to her all by himself.
Rico.
It's cool. Hold on to this.
Oh, you gonna get a little guy a gun, huh? You got a blanket for him, too?
A holstered gun.
Oh, you's a flashy cowboy, ain't you? Did I tell you I like that shit? Now, you little fella, check it out. I need you to have a real good time, relax, because you in good hands. Welcome to paradise. Oh, yeah, one more thing. Don't be no stranger to danger, because it's about to go down.
The prince sits on a bed. Ash walks through hanging beads.
How can I help you?
I'm looking for Paradise Beach.
Paradise Beach?
Yeah. Yeah, my mom is very sick.
She's in trouble.
Yeah, and I don't have a lot of time.
I want to help you. You're very kind. I can see it in your eyes.
Who are you?
I'm Ash.
Your eyes.
Shut up and get on with it.
Yes.
You're not human?
I'm as human as you are.
What do you see?
I see you.
Can you feel?
She places his hand on her breast.
I feel you.
He closes his eyes and inches toward her lips. She kisses him. She straddles him as they continue kissing. He takes off his jacket and sets his pistol on the bed. She pushes him on his back and kisses him harder. She chokes him. She reaches for the revolver and shoots the prince's companions.
Oh, shit.
Get that little bitch.
Bring him to me!
Shit. I think I want me a robot bitch.
She drags the prince outside.
Bring him over here!
Two raiders take his arms.
Oh. Get the fuck off! Get out!
Come on.
Rico! Rico!
String him up!
Rico! Why did you kill Rico?
Bring me the gun!
Ash hands it to the warlord.
Where'd you get these bullets? Where are you from, boy?
Pull him up.
Pull him up!
Ash hoists a noose around the prince's neck.
You gonna talk? Let him down. Where are you from, boy? Pull him up! You better sing, Bird! You better sing!
All right, let him down.
There.
The Oasis.
The Oasis? You got more bullets there? You gonna take us there?
Fuck you.
Pull him up! You better start singing, little bird! You're running out of time!
Oh, fuck. Let him down.
You bad bitch.
The prince leans, tied to his dirt bike.
Get up! Get up!
Raiders shove him into the back of a 4x4. They chain his hands to the frame. Ash watches from a platform.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go!
By the entrance to Loveland, a neon sign in the shape of a naked woman kicking her leg glows. Daytime. Warlord leads the raiders through the desert.
We ride south to the prince's homeland. The warlord would rape and murder everyone in the Oasis. It was at that moment I became aware of exactly how different I was. But first, I had to set things right.
Ash jumps off her dirt bike and climbs onto the 4x4.
What are you doing?
She frees the prince. With a knife, she stabs the driver. A scar on her side sizzles. She stabs the driver repeatedly. The driver tumbles to the sand. Ash drives off. The raiders turn and follow. Her vision becomes pixelated.
Come back, you fucking dead! God damn it!
Ash drives up a dune and rolls the 4x4. Ash helps Prince out of the car. She runs between dunes. He limps behind her. Ash peeks over the dune. They run. The raiders follow on dirt bikes. Ash trips. The prince helps her up. Toward a drain pipe under a road. other side of the tunnel, they hide behind boulders.
Where the fuck are they? Fuck!
Warlord rips off his helmet. He speaks into the device.
Come back! Come back! Come back, you fucking robotic bitch! Fucking come back!
Shielding Ash, the prince looks around. Ash holds her side. She staggers behind the prince. They stand on a cliff overlooking the wide desert expanse. Ash's vision becomes violet, pixelated flashes. In front of a dilapidated structure. They enter the structure. Graffiti covers the walls.
What is this place?
I think it's a church. My mother told me about places like this. People would come here when their souls need cleansing.
Souls? What is souls?
Soul? It's kind of hard to explain, actually. It's something inside you. It makes you who you are. Hey, come on.
He sets her down in a pew.
People used to come here to try and talk to God, cleanse themselves of their sins.
What is sins?
Sin is bad things that we do to each other.
Like what I did to you. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to sin. Do you think I have a soul?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe you do.
But I'm not human.
Not one time. Traveler played guitar for me in the Oasis. I'd never heard anything like it before. It was amazing. It was like from another world. And I asked him, so how do you play this music? And he told me his purpose on Earth was to reveal that the guitar had a soul.
Can you teach me how to talk to God?
Yeah.
They kneel.
And, close your eyes. Your head, just ask God to help us.
Her eyes flash. Her vision turns red. She collapses.
Ash? Ash. Ash, are you okay? Ash, get up. Ash. Ash.
The sun shines on the skeleton. The prince rummages through a trash heap. Ash lies on the floor beside him. He pulls out a long piece of wood. He finds a matching piece. He sets them on the ground a foot apart. He finds rope. He ties the rope on one end of the wood. He weaves the rope in a shoelace pattern between the two pieces. He drags Ash on a makeshift sled. Warlord rides the desert. He grips the device. Prince drags Ash past a dead tree in an abandoned, gutted van. Prince stops. He starts again. Nighttime. A crimson fire rages. Smoke whirls around Warlord's horned helmet. Warlord rides his dirt bike. He signals the other raiders. The sun shines through brown clouds. Heat radiates off the cracked ground. On the horizon, the prince approaches a body of water.
It's real. Real. Ash.
He sets the sled down.
Ash, it's real. We made it.
He looks at the Paradise postcard. A man thrusts a knife to his throat.
Get on your knees!
Other men in gas masks with machetes surround Ash and him. A man punches the prince. On a beach, water rushes over a human skull embedded in the sand. A beached ship lies amid debris. Palm trees surround a single-story building on the shore. Masked guards patrol. Clutching the postcard, the prince lies on mattresses on the floor. He wakes.
Oh, did I scare you?
Who are you? Where's Ash?
You want to play a little game? Yeah, come on. Boys like to play games, don't they?
No, I don't. I want to play.
Shh. So here's the rules. You ask a question, and I ask a question. Sounds like fun, no? So, who are you?
I'm Prince.
Wait a minute. Seriously, you're a prince? I mean, wow. You're the presence of royalty.
Who are you?
Well, you know, this is Mikasa, and I'm the Hefei. That's who I am.
This is Temple of Lies, isn't it?
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Wow! Paradise Beach. God, it's so fucking pretty. But unfortunately for you, young man, this isn't paradise. This is Drug Town.
In a lab, a woman wearing handcuffs adjusts earphones. She opens a curtain.
Pretty one.
She lifts Ash over her shoulder and carries her inside. She sets her down in a ratty chair and brushes her blonde hair aside.
What do we got here? Temple of Life, I have to say, that works, it really does. But you know, this is better than life, man. I mean, there's no pain here. It's only bliss. I mean, where else are you gonna find that in this fucked up world, right? So, you're doing the whole tourist thing of the wasteland, or is there something else you're after?
The prince trips over a junkie's leg.
Oh, I heard you have cures.
Oh yeah, we have loads of cures. A lot.
My mom, she's very sick. She has a red fever.
That's a terrible, terrible sickness. Wow, I feel for you. But that particular cure, you know, it's just a little hard to come by these days.
So you don't have it?
We do. Come on. This is it. All right, this is where you're gonna get your medicine, Prince.
In here?
Well, look, I know it's a little, not much to look at, okay? But, we have everything you need. First.
She picks up a needle.
You have to become one of us.
What?
Hey, you want the medicine for your mother? This is how you're gonna get it.
Why?
Soon.
Wait.
Your troubles will be a thing of the past.
Okay, just hold on one second, yes.
Are you in? Welcome to my world.
Drug Lord injects the needle in his arm.
Feel that medicine flow through you. Let it take over you. Yeah.
Yeah, right? So nice. So great, right?
At the oasis, the queen wears white. In slow motion, she walks through her tent. At Drug Town.
Find out what's up with you.
A woman with one handcuff leans over Ash.
Ugh.
Lee cuts Ash's clothes with scissors.
You are bleeding like a monkey. Oh, shit.
Lee grabs a cloth and pats the green blood. She cuts into Ash's stomach, revealing intricate wiring. She reaches into Ash's body. Ash's closed eyes twitch.
You feel that, huh? No? Yeah, you do.
Lee sticks a smoldering iron in the incision.
Come on, baby.
Feel that pleasure. Yeah, it magnifies everything. That stuff burning through your bloodstream and everything is magnified. Joy, love, lust, jealousy, fucking hate.
Two men carry the prince outside.
Hate of the wasteland.
Lee staples Ash's stomach shut. She injects a syringe into Ash's chest.
Now the moment of truth.
Lee presses a spot under Ash's jaw.
Hello? You register?
Where am I?
Don't worry. You're in a safe space.
Ash looks at her sutured wound.
Yeah, sorry about that. That stuff's hard to come by and you were bleeding like a pig.
You saved me.
Wait, yeah, sort of.
Thank you. Are you a prisoner?
I wouldn't call myself that.
So you can leave whenever you want.
You wouldn't understand. But if I had a choice, I'd stay where I'm at. The wasteland's full of awful people.
I do understand.
Lee lights a bowl and squats. Ash squats with her.
That's how I got this.
Outside, birds fly over a high fence around the complex. The prince stares up, mouth open.
What do you think?
He smiles.
This is all I've ever wanted. This, more than anything, an oasis.
Oasis? What's that, sweetie?
An oasis? It's alive. My mother didn't want me to leave. She thought it was perfect. It's not a complete and total mess like the rest of the world. It's blissful.
Yeah, it sounds pretty damn near perfect. You see that? Water here is dead. We got nothing. We got nothing, nothing, nothing inside of us. You know, I'd love to see a tree. I'd see a flower in my lifetime. I mean, it's sad, isn't it? Isn't it so fucking sad? Why do you have to make me so fucking sad? Here. Try this.
Drug lord puts a pipe in his mouth and lights it.
So your traveling companion, Ash? She's the perfect woman, right? Incorruptible by time, not of flesh and bones, but of something pure. Yeah, God, I love that. Purity, it's just... it's what I've been after. Sweet dreams.
She kisses his forehead and pats his cheek. He sleeps. In the desert, the prince runs, eyes closed. At the oasis, the queen turns around.
My son, my prince, come home.
The queen walks out of the tent. flashes of Warlord. The prince's eyes roll to the back of his head. His mouth foams. His hair is soaked. He clenches his fingers through gravel. He shakes his head and looks to the sky. He falls on his bed. A red light blinks.
Oh, shit.
In Drugtown,
get up.
Men wearing gas masks enter. Warlord and the Raiders ride through the desert. Ash, handcuffed, walks ahead of Drug Lord. She stares at Ash intensely. They walk into a chamber with a twin bed. Ash sits on the bed.
You're just a sweet little baby, aren't you? My sweet little baby. What? Oh, no, 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 no. Don't be sad. Don't be sad. Because I'm going to cherish you. And I'm going to bring out the best in you. And you're going to bring out the best in me too, right?
She touches her forehead to Ash's chained hands.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The sun reflects off still water. The prince awakens. A bruise scars his forehead. In slow motion, drug lord and junkies dance. She picks the prince up off the ground and dances around him. In the chamber, Ash cocks her head. Drug Lord pulls on the prince's chin and forces him to look at her. He laughs. Ash looks around. The sun is overhead. In a drained pool, Ash lies on his back. Drug Lord walks into the pool. Blood stains the pool and handrails. Junkies stand around the pool.
Game's simple, Prince. What you want is in that Sasquatch's belly. Now we're gonna make a deal. It's gonna be fun, kind of like a fight to the death. You win, you get the cure. You lose, you die.
Drug Lord motions for her machete. Sasquatch flexes his fingers.
Here's the wild card.
Ash watches. Drug Lord sits on the pool steps. Sasquatch strikes the prince across the face. The prince crawls away. Sasquatch charges and takes a giant swing. The prince squirms out of the way. The prince charges. Sasquatch throws him into the wall. Ash looks on. The prince charges again. Sasquatch slugs him. He falls. Sasquatch kicks him in the gut.
Now Now for the wild card.
Drug Lord throws the machete in the pool. The prince crawls toward it. Sasquatch clenches his fists at the onlookers. Sasquatch kicks the prince in the gut. The prince rises and slices Sasquatch's calf. Sasquatch falls. Drug Lord suppresses a laugh. The two stagger to their feet. The prince slashes Sasquatch's back. He slices his arm. The prince stabs him in the chest. Drug Lord cringes. Blood soaks the machete.
Can't believe it. I didn't know you had it in you. What you want is in that man's stomach.
He rolls Sasquatch onto his back. Prince cuts open his stomach and thrusts both hands in. The prince extracts a tiny packet.
You earned that, boy.
Get out of here.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You asked for a cure. Not a robot.
No. I'm not going anywhere without her.
I gave you your medicine. Saved your friend's life. She stays with me.
No, fuck you. Fuck this. I'm leaving.
Look, you can leave now or we could end it right here. Hmm?
I'm not leaving without her.
Leave. Time's running out.
Ash.
Go.
Breaking my heart.
He looks back at Ash as he walks out of the pool and past the onlookers. With blood-stained clothes, the prince travels the desert alone. He looks back. He wraps a satchel over his shoulder and walks on. As dusk falls, he looks back. He continues toward the setting sun. Night falls. In Drugtown, Lee uses a saw on her chain. She looks over her shoulder. She carries the saw past sleeping junkies. She opens Ash's gate.
I told you I'd choose what I do. I'm gonna get you out.
She saws the chain wrapped around Ash's ankles.
Hey, it's okay. How can you be so calm when everything's got to shit? Stop. It is what it is. It is what it is. I wish I could be like you. I wish I could just not feel my feelings and worry so much.
Lee lights a pipe.
You should cherish your feelings, whether they're good or bad. Can you feel this?
Lee puts Ash's hand to her chest. Lee kisses Ash.
And this?
Ash touches her own lips.
Yes. Sorry, I shouldn't be doing this. I shouldn't take advantage of it.
Ash holds Lee's face.
Lee. I like this feeling.
Ash kisses her. Lee raises Ash's shirt. Nighttime, in the desert. The prince lies on the ground staring at the postcard. He crumples it. He runs off.
It was at this moment.
Daytime.
I made a connection. I feel something. Something pure.
On the cot, Lee holds Ash in her arms.
I've never had this feeling before. It's so different than the others. So, don't be. I wanted to. Feel your heartbeat and your energy. I don't even know what that is anymore. I was taken from my family when I was a young girl. A group of raiders took me. I was so little. And I learned how really awful people can be. And I got older. They no longer had use for me, so they just sold me away. That's how I ended up here. I'm really glad you fixed me, though.
Lee grins.
Me too.
She was supposed to be a perfect woman.
Pure, right?
Wow. So fucking pure.
I gave you
everything now. I raised you. I gave you respect.
You don't understand.
You took away the one thing that was supposed to be mine. Fucking corrupted her.
See that?
Shut your fucking mouth.
You know what? Everything's gonna be okay. No, yeah. We're gonna fix this. So, what we're gonna do is, you're gonna wipe her hard drive, you're gonna wipe it clean, boom, done. Fresh fucking start, right? Yeah. When she wakes up, she's not gonna remember you.
Drug lord grabs their necks. Puts her arm around Lee. The raiders race across the desert. The prince runs back toward the complex. He crouches. Masked guards patrol the complex. He runs behind a broken structure. He stops as the raiders approach. Right into the complex on the dirt road. The prince darts in the culvert at the base of the road. Junkies run into the building.
What the fuck?
The warlord jumps off his bike and wields a knife. He slashes a junkie. He punches a guard in the chest. Kicks another into the wall. He enters the lab. He grabs a junkie by the hair and stabs him in the gut. He kicks a junkie through a door. He repeatedly stabs another. Warlord kicks down a door. A guard takes a jab at Warlord, but misses. He punches Warlord in the face. Warlord slices him in the chest, then pushes him back with several punches to the jaw. The prince stands flattened against a wall. The prince runs across the open room and hides near a sink.
My fucking palace. I'm the fucking F.A.
She injects herself in the neck with two needles.
Get the fuck out!
She grabs a machete out of a dead man's chest. Drug lord kills oncoming raiders. Warlord takes off his horned helmet. He grins.
No fucking pain, motherfucker!
He grabs her by the arm and punches her in the jaw. She smiles and punches him against the wall. He kicks her. She jabs with a left hook. The prince watches. He runs across the room, avoiding dead bodies. He picks up a pipe. He jabs the pipe against Ash's chained hook to the wall. Lee saws Ash's chain. Warlord throws off Drug Lord. He pulls the revolver. She looks down at her bleeding chest. She lunges at him and chokes him.
You like that?
She lies dead with a bullet hole in her temple. Warlord kicks her limp body.
Fucking bitch.
He spots the prince. He He nods to a raider. The prince breaks the chain.
Hi. Stop.
He holds the device. Ash pauses.
Take him.
Raiders grab the prince and Lee.
They tried to take my bride. She's mine! They tried to make friends with her. Take her away from me. She's mine! Put them down there.
Come on, Ash. Ash.
Cut off their heads.
Ash takes the machete. The prince and Lee face her on their knees. The prince shakes his head.
It's not you, Ash.
Ash approaches them. A raider stands with a javelin.
Don't listen to him, Ash. It's not you. It's not you. It's not you.
Kill them. Kill them now.
No.
Ash's eyes light up. She severs the raider's head. The prince and Lee flee. Ash attacks the other raiders. She throws the machete. It pierces Warlord in the side. She battles with the javelin. The raiders chase her. She swings the javelin back and forth. She jumps on the back of Prince's bike. With Lee on another bike, they ride away. Advance on Lee. She slaps a raider across the face with her chain. He falls. They leave the flat road for low sandy hills. Him off the bike. She holds the javelin.
What are you doing? Ash!
Brandishing the javelin, Ash races toward Warlord. She throws the javelin at his bike. Warlord tumbles off. Ash stops and drops the bike. She saunters over to Warlord. He crawls to his feet. She punches him in the face. He falls. He picks himself up and swings. She hits him with a right hook. He crawls away. As soon as he stands, she hits him again. She grabs a knife and stabs him in the back. The blade protrudes from his chest. Runs toward the prince. The raiders gather around Warlord's body. Ash rides off on the back of Lee's bike. The prince follows.
Warlord is dead. But another will replace him. This world has no memory.
At the Oasis, the Prince and Lee slow to a stop at the gates.
Everyone, the prince is back!
have to go do something.
What? Where are you going?
She hugs him.
You gave me a soul.
Ash rides off with Lee. The prince runs to the queen's tent. People follow him. He sits at her bedside.
The medicine.
She opens her eyes and touches his cheek. Tears roll down his cheek. A man rows in a river. The queen stands on the river's edge. The prince joins her.
My son.
She holds him in a hug. Overlooking the mountainous expanse of the desert.
We continue onwards. Searching for others like me. We have to find them and show them what we learned. That beyond all intellect and knowledge exists something greater. Something more powerful than any person. Any weapon. Hope.
Lee and Ash bike toward the setting sun. Cut to black. Previous credits. Carmen Argenziano. Scott Hayes. Rumor Willis. Ben Youssef. Casting director. Cynthia Huffman. Stunt coordinator. Stanton Barrett. Costume designer. David Page. Production designer. Eve McCartney. Music by Toy Drum. Visual effects supervisor. Peter Nolly. Editor, Alex Freitas. Director of Photography, Peter Zeitlinger. Executive Producer, Luca Matrandola. Barry Brooker. Stan Wortlieb. Wayne Mark Godfrey. Robert Jones. Julian Favre. Jean-Alexander Luciani. Produced by Scott Reed. Andrea Iravolina. Monica Bacardi. Vince Jolivet. Jay Davis. End credits scroll.
Man, what's taking so goddamn long with my food? Can a pimp get something to eat around this motherfucker? Shit. If I have to wait any longer, I swear I'm gonna put my foot in one of you bitches' ass.
Ash kicks Lovelord's chair.
Fuck!
She kicks him in the gut.
Oh, fucking bitch!
You're all free now.
What the fuck are you doing?
The girl's blue collars release.
Fuck! Rosie! Rosie!
A woman kicks him.
Fuck! Help! Somebody fucking help! Fuck!
The women surround him. Description written by Stephen Peltier and voiced by Bryson Carr. Described by Zoo Digital and AudioWise. Credits continue. Copyright 2018, FW Productions, LLC. All rights reserved.